विकल्पेन योगेन युच्यते नात्र संशय। He who knows in truth this glory and power of mine engages in unalloyed devotional service. Of this there is no doubt. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The highest summit of spiritual perfection is knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless one is firmly convinced of the different opulences of the Supreme Lord, he cannot engage in devotional service. Generally, people know that God is great, but they do not know in detail how God is great. Here are the details. If one knows factually how God is great, then naturally he becomes a surrendered soul and engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord. When one factually knows the opulences of the Supreme, there is no alternative but to surrender to Him. This factual knowledge can be known from the descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and similar literatures. He who knows in truth this glory and power of mine engages in unalloyed devotional service. Of this there is no doubt. We are reading this evening from chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, which is entitled The Opulence of the Absolute. Here Lord Sri Krishna is explaining the necessity of hearing the glories of the Lord. There are 9 processes of devotional service as described by Prahlad Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavat. Sravana Kirtana Smarana Bandana Pada Sevana Dasire Pujana Saki Jana Atmani Vedana. Of these 9 processes, the beginning is Sravanam, hearing. Unless one sufficiently, adequately hears the glories of the Lord from the proper transcendental sources, there is no possibility of engaging in any real devotional activities. Because devotional service, bhakti, is based on knowledge and philosophy. It is not simply based on speculative sentiments. We want to serve the truth. The truth is not what is awakened from our own minds. The truth is what is revealed by God Himself. Dharmam tu chakshat bhagavat pranitam. That real religion is what is spoken by Krishna. And Krishna explains, evam parampara praptam idam rajashaya vidhu. That real knowledge of the truth is descending from this system of disciplic succession, which originated from the very source of everything, Krishna Himself. Tene brahma hridaya adhakavaye muyanti yatsuraya. Originally, this transcendental knowledge was spoken at the very dawn of creation to Lord Brahma after performance of tapasya. And this knowledge has been preserved and handed down intact from that time. And as Krishna explains, from time to time in different places, he incarnates just to reestablish the original principles of Sanatana Dharma. So by hearing the glories, the power, and the opulences of the Supreme Lord, naturally we become attracted to surrender to Him. We naturally understand our eternal subordinate position to Him and become His devotees. And in the Vedic literatures, especially such literatures as the Gita, the Srimad Bhagavat, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, The glories of the Lord are so beautifully delineated in such transcendental detail. Venum panantam aravinda dalaya taksham avatam samasitam buddhasundarangam yam shama sundaram achintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. How the Lord appears in his original form, playing on his flute, with beautiful complexion like the dark monsoon clouds, beautiful lotus-like eyes, always in the association of his loving devotees. In no other spiritual system of the world is such deep understanding of Godhead explained. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam, that the Srimad Bhagavat is the spotless Vedic literature. It is the conclusion of all the transcendental knowledge as had been delivered by Srila Vedavyas. Why? Because it describes in such excellence and detail how great God is, who God is, what is his form, what is his personality, who are his associates, what are the activities of the spiritual world, and what is the nature of that prema, that bhakti, that is eternally enacted between God and his devotees. And as we hear these topics, naturally our soul is attracted. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhi Chiti Koriye Udoi. That pure love of Krishna is within the heart of every living being. It is our nature. Jivera Swarupoi Krishna Ranitya Das. We are all part of Krishna. We are all his eternal servants. By hearing the glories of the Lord and by chanting his holy names, gradually that inner sentiment of bhakti is awakened within our hearts. Just like if a person is sleeping and you call that person's name, the person awakens. So the presence of God is within our heart, and the soul's relationship with Krishna is within. And when we chant the holy name of Krishna, naturally the soul responds and is awakened by that sound vibration. And all the glories, all the power of Godhead is within the divine sound of his name. And therefore, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come with this message. They have come in such beautiful, illustrious form here in Pune with their arms raised to invite everyone to perfect their lives by loudly calling out the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna!
And by hearing the message of Krishna Katha. Srila Prabhupada, on behalf of Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, gave so much of his life, sacrificed to such immense magnitude in order to establish such centers, such temples all over the world. Why? To give people the opportunity to come to hear the glories of the Lord, to associate with devotees of the Lord, to chant the holy names of the Lord in Hari Kirtan, to take the prasad of the Lord. This divine process, Kevala Ananda Kanda, it is simply joyful. It is joyful for the body, for the mind, and for the soul. Chanting, dancing, feasting, hearing nice philosophy, and the most wonderful stories, the most wonderful education, Raja Vidya Raja Guyam, is to be provided by these temples. The king of education is to understand that the soul is eternal, the body is temporary, and the glory and opulence of God, and how to serve the opulences of the Lord with our body, our mind, our words, and our very life. As we hear about Krishna, our taste for hearing the glories of Krishna becomes deeper and deeper. Maharaj Parikshit, as he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he was becoming more and more ecstatic with every word spoken by Srila Shukadeva Goswami, because it is transcendental subject matter. The very sound vibration of Krishna's glories is none different than Krishna and awakens our love for Krishna if we hear submissively and attentively. Srila Rupa Goswami has prayed that I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna dances upon my tongue, I desire to have many, many, many tongues. One tongue is not sufficient to taste the infinite, unlimited nectar produced by the two syllables, Krishna. And when that name enters into my ears, I desire to have millions upon millions upon millions of ears to hear it. And when the name enters into the courtyard of my heart, it conquers my mind and senses, and I simply surrender to the beautiful sound of his holy names.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! And for one who takes the name of Krishna, for one who submissively hears the glory of Krishna and develops a taste for that activity, Krishna within the heart becomes so pleased that he cleanses all of the anartas, all of the unwanted desires that have been accumulated for millions of births. Shinbatam sukata krishna punja sravana kirtana hridyantasto hyabhadani idunoti suritsatam. One who begins to relish the nectar of the sound of Krishna's message, that person becomes so pleasing to Lord Sri Krishna that from within the heart he reveals himself. This is the perfection of life. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam declares that whatever your occupation, whatever your responsibilities in this world, if by performing them it does not awaken a thirst to hear and chant the glories of the Lord, then everything you have done is shrama eva hi kevalam, a waste of time. The Vishnu Purana explains that even one moment wasted without cultivating our attraction for hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord is the most unfortunate, tragic condition in the whole universe. To waste a moment of this human life. One who utilizes precious moments associating with devotees, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, becomes so dear to Krishna. And that is the most important subject matter of all the Vedas. The the loving reciprocation between such devotees and the Lord. We read in Srimad Bhagavatam about the relationship between Prahlad and Lord Narayan. Prahlad simply heard submissively from his Guru Maharaj Narada within the womb of his mother. And throughout his life, he was repeating whatever he heard. He was always remembering those instructions. He was always chanting the holy names. And the Supreme Lord himself, as Lord Narasimhadev, incarnated just to give pleasure to Prahlad. And Dhruva Maharaj, he also heard from his Gurudev, Narada Rishi. And on that instruction, he was constantly hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Performing severe tapasya, his mind was fixed in the beautiful sound of the Maha Mantra of Satyayuga, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And due to that complete absorption, the Lord appeared before him as Prishnigarbha and perfected his life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared to give that same gift and even more to the even most qualified denizens of this age of Kali. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya explained that the conclusion of the Vedas in this age of Kali is Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gati ranjata. We have no power to perform great tapasya. But if we simply, in the association of devotees, hear the glories of the Lord and chant his names, we can become perfect if it is done with the proper quality of sincerity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind to his devotees. And when we hear the beautiful stories of how he reciprocated love with his devotees, we naturally aspire to become such a devotee. We naturally are willing to give up anything or everything if it is favorable to become his devotee. And what must be given up? Our sinful desires, our sinful propensities to enjoy separate from the Lord. There's a beautiful story. One time Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were sitting in the house of Srivas Thakur. At that time, Murari Gupta came to meet with them. Murari Gupta was a grihasta, and he was a medical doctor by profession. He was an Ayurvedic doctor. And he was such a dear devotee of the Lord that one time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if anyone thinks that Murari Gupta is simply an ordinary doctor, that person is condemned to suffer lower existence. He is cast down to hellish conditions of life. Because although he appears to be a family man, performing his profession, discussing mucus, bile, and air with his patients, in his mind and in his heart, he's always remembering Krishna. And he loves to hear and chant the glories of Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who Murari Gupta treats as a patient, not only do they become physically healthy and mentally very happy, but their souls are liberated from the disease of ignorance and they go back home, back to Godhood. Arivo. So Murari Gupta came before Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He realized that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Murari Gupta was a great devotee of Lord Sri Ram. And previously at the house of Srivas, when Lord Chaitanya was satisfying the desires of all his devotees, for Murari Gupta, he said, "Come, look at me." And when Murari Gupta looked, he saw the beautiful form of Sri Ramchandra, the son of Dasarath, with the bow and the arrows. And he also saw Sita and Lakshman standing by his side. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him and to all others that Hanuman, in Murari Gupta, in your previous birth, you were Hanumanji. He said, "Come, monkey, look at me now." And then he realized that he was Hanuman by the grace of the Lord. Shinitai Gaura Chandra ki, Shri Radha Kunja Bihari ji ki. Haribo. Haribo. This is very auspicious.
Haribo.
Everyone can hear? Everyone be quiet, please. So on this day, Murari Gupta bowed down before Lord Sri Chaitanya, knowing him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he bowed down to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Chaitanya, upon seeing this, he said, "Murari Gupta, I'm surprised with you. You are a knower of proper Vaishnava etiquette. Why have you done like this? Why have you bowed down to me before Nityananda Prabhu?" And Murari Gupta replied, "Whatever is within my heart, whatever you reveal to me in my heart is what I do." And Lord Chaitanya replied that tonight I will teach you what is the truth. So in a very confused state, Murari Gupta went back to his home and he went to sleep. And while he was in his sleep, he had a dream. Is that mouse here? He didn't bring it? It's here or it's not here? Haribo. So in the dream, he saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He was very big in size. He had a beautiful complexion, like a white spring cloud. He was holding a plow on his shoulder. He was revealing his divine form of Lord Balaram. And he was walking very majestically. And behind him was Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya looked at Murari Gupta in the dream and said, "You see, he is my older brother. I am junior to him." And then Lord Chaitanya smiled, and Lord Nityananda Balaram smiled, and then Murari Gupta woke up. And when he woke up, he immediately went. By then it was morning. He went to the house of Srivas Thakur, and there Lord Chaitanya was sitting next to Lord Nityananda. And he immediately offered his prostrated obeisances first to Lord Nityananda Prabhu and then to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya looked at him. He said, "Why are you doing like this? Why are you offering today to Lord Nityananda Prabhu first?" And Murari Gupta, he said, "My Lord, whatever you have revealed to me, I know to be my life and soul. Whatever pleases you is what I must do. That is my life." And then Gadadhar Pandit gave Lord Chaitanya some tambula. And he chewed it. And he took the chewed tambula and he gave it to Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta immediately took from his mouth, from Mahaprabhu's mouth, and he ate it. And after he ate it, Lord Chaitanya said, "Now, why don't you wash your hands?" because it came from my mouth. You are a Brahmin, wash your hands. And Murari Gupta took his hands and rubbed it on his head. And Lord Chaitanya said, now you will lose your caste for behaving in such a way. What is this? Oh! So Murari Gupta was very happy. In fact, he was intoxicated with transcendental ecstasy that he had received such special mercy of the Lord. You are very much on time. So he went home. Murari Gupta ji went home, and his wife prepared nice prasad for him. Rice. And Murari Gupta just took the rice and asked his wife, bring me ghee. So she brought ghee. So he mixed the rice and ghee, and he began to offer it to the air, saying, Krishna, Krishna, take this rice. And then he'd throw it on the floor. And then he took more rice and mixed it with ghee, and said, Krishna, have this rice. And he threw it on the floor. Then he said to his wife, more rice, more ghee. So she brought more and more, and he was offering it to Krishna and throwing it on the floor. And his wife knew that he's a very special personality. She did not dare to question her husband, but she did say, please be careful. So the next day, in the morning, Lord Chaitanya came to the house of Murari Gupta. And he said, Murariji, you are doctor. Murari Gupta offered obeisances. He said, I am sick. I have very bad indigestion. Murari Gupta, oh, you have indigestion. Well, what did you eat yesterday that may have given you indigestion? And Gauranga Mahaprabhu replied, you may not remember what I ate yesterday, but your wife, she remembers. Said, all that rice with ghee you were throwing on the floor, I was eating it because you were offering it to me. I cannot refuse anything offered by my devotee. And now I have indigestion. The only thing that will cure indigestion is drinking lots of water from your drinking glass. And Lord Chaitanya picked up Murari Gupta's own personal drinking glass, and he drank. And as he drank, Murari Gupta was thinking that I am his insignificant devotee, and he is drinking the water that I have drunk. And Murari Gupta, in ecstasy, fell down unconscious. And all of the servants in Murari Gupta's house, upon seeing the mercy of the Lord upon this devotee, they became intoxicated with love of Krishna. Their ecstatic love of God was awakened just by seeing this demonstration of love between the Lord and his devotee. And they all began to glorify the Lord. And this is a great lesson. Murari Gupta was such a great devotee that even the servants in his house, who were not necessarily very advanced in any realm, just because of their dearness to Murari, they achieved the perfection of life. Because whatever is dear to a devotee becomes most dear to Krishna. There are so many examples of this. Shivananda Sen, he became affectionate to a dog, and that dog within days perfected his life and went back to Godhead simply because he was dear to the Lord's devotee. So what is the greatest benediction in all of creation? To become dear to the Lord's devotees. And what is the greatest service we can render to anyone we love? to become a pure devotee. If you become pure in your devotion to the Lord, all your family members, generations back and generations in the future, are liberated. And whoever they are and whatever they may do, they will get the special mercy of the Lord, and they will soon be given Krishna bhakti. This is the nature of Krishna. That one who surrenders to Krishna, anyone who is dear to that devotee, the Lord takes special concern to bestow his mercy upon them. So all of the servants of Murari Gupta achieved perfection, and Lord Chaitanya drank the water from Murari's glass, and then he said, "Now my indigestion is all right. Thank you very much." And everyone offered their prayers to the Lord, and he went on with his business of distributing the beautiful sound of Krishna's name wherever he went.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. When we hear the beautiful, loving reciprocations between the Lord and his devotees, we understand the supreme glory of bhakti. The ultimate treasure of all treasures is bhakti. One who has bhakti is the richest of the rich. One who does not have bhakti has nothing. Nothing of any real value. Hiranyakashipu, he owned the whole universe. He conquered everything. But his heart was in poverty. What does poverty mean? Poverty means you have nothing. Although physically he owned so much, he was always agitated, he was always disturbed, always confused. We read in so many wonderful pastimes of what is real wealth. Sudama Vipra, he was so poverty-stricken that he was starving. He and his wife were so lean and thin, they were emaciated. They had no proper clothing. They had no proper house. But he had bhakti. And therefore the Supreme Lord, the husband of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, himself personally washed the feet of Sudama and drank that water just to show that this person has real wealth. At the time, Krishna was living in Dwarka with Rukmini in the most beautiful palace, even more splendid than that of Indra, the king of heaven. But he was washing the feet of his own devotee and drinking that water. Even the Lord becomes surrendered, subordinate to that bhakti, the love of his devotee. And this is what Bhagavad Gita is trying to give us, entrance into that realm of pure devotion, the real wealth, the real treasure of life. A treasure which is not subject to be stolen by thieves or withered by the winds and the rain. It is not even subject to decay through the process of time or even death itself. And this is the treasure that we must keep focused always in our mind as our goal in life. Everything else will come and go. But whatever progress we make in devotion to the Lord is eternally our treasure. And it is the real satisfaction of the soul. Lord Chaitanya's most intimate followers, the six Goswamis, they also demonstrated this. There is a common story which many of you have heard, but I would like to repeat it. There was a devotee of Lord Shiva. He was worshipping Lord Shankar because he wanted great, great wealth. So he performed years and years of tapasya. And Lord Shiva appeared to him. And he said, "What benediction would you like?" He said, "I want great, great wealth. So much wealth that everyone will look and see how wealthy I am." He said, "All right." He said, "You go to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan there is a great devotee who's also a good friend of mine. His name is Sanatan Goswami. He's living at a place called Dashashwamedha Thil. And he has a touchstone." What is the Hindi for touchstone? Parashmani. Parashmani. He has like that. Rivo. Jai-ho. So he went to Vrindavan, and he went to the place where Sanatan Goswami was residing, and he said, "Sanatan Goswamiji, I have heard you have Parasmani. Do you have?" "Yes, I have." "I want." "What do you want it? What do you want that for?" He said, "No, I want. Lord Shiva told me to get it from you." "Okay, you take it. Where is it?" "So you see where all the garbage is? It's somewhere in the bottom of that garbage." Really? So he went and he searched through the garbage, and there it was. Touchstone. And whatever he touched turned to gold. And he was touching everything, and it was turning to gold. And he was thinking, how wonderful. He had everything but happiness. Gold does not give happiness. So he was thinking, as materialistic people do, they think, they're never satisfied with what they have. They're always thinking of what else they could get. Isn't that the nature of material life? If you get a beautiful house, then you want beautiful furniture. And after you have beautiful furniture, then you want beautiful jewelry. And when you have beautiful jewelry, then you want a beautiful car. When you have a beautiful car, then you want beautiful clothes and beautiful this and everything else. And then everything starts getting old, and then you want the more modern things, more modern fashions of clothes, more modern fashions of jewelry, better fashion of car. And in this way, you always want something else. In material nature, whatever you have, you're always thinking of what you don't have. Huh? In this way, we're cheated. We're spending all our money getting this, 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 and the result is agitated. If you have everything, but there's one thing you don't have, your mind will be fixed on that one thing you don't have. How many of you have that experience? So he was thinking that now I could turn everything to gold. But why was it in the garbage? If it was in the garbage, he must have something better. I want that. I'm not satisfied with this Parasmani. I want that thing that must be better. So he went back to Sanatan Goswamiji. "Goswamiji, this Parasmani was in the garbage. It was in a heap. You didn't even care for it. You must have something more valuable than this." Sanatan said, "Yes, definitely. Definitely. Please give me that." "Yes, I will give you. But first you throw the Parasmani in Jamuna River." "Throw it in the river?" "Yes. Have faith. If I have something better, I promise I'll give it to you. But you throw it in the river Jamuna. He threw it in the river Jamuna. He watched it. Goswamiji, now I've thrown it in the river. What do you have for me? Sanatana Goswami said, yes. I will give you the supreme treasure of all treasures. You repeat this mantra after me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare. This is the supreme of all treasures. Anandam buddhivardhanam pradipitam punamritashvadanam. Lord Gauranga has prayed that the holy name of Krishna can fulfill all the desires of the soul. Everything we've always aspired for is fulfilled in Krishna's name. Why? Because Krishna is the source of all pleasure. He is the source of all opulences. Aishwaryasya samagrasya. It is explained that Krishna possesses all wealth, all knowledge, all strength, all beauty, all fame, all renunciation. Everything beautiful, attractive, everything of opulence in all of creation, Krishna is the source of all of it. When Dhruva Maharaj was seeking the kingdom of his father, which was the kingdom of the whole world, who even aspires for such wealth as Dhruva? He aspired for the throne of his father, which was the kingdom of the world, and he aspired for the position of Brahma, the king of the universe. And all the wealth and all the luxuries that came with it. And when he saw the beautiful form of Narayan, Narayan said, now I'll give you whatever you like. He said, I already have whatever I like. I have seen you. I was looking for broken pieces of glass, and I have found a rare diamond. He considered all the wealth, all the beauty, all the luxury, all the opulences of the entire universe to be like a broken piece of glass compared to the diamond of the vision of Bhagavan Narayan, Sri Krishna. This is the supreme treasure. Everything we are searching for to find pleasure can only be fulfilled in connecting our hearts in love and devotion to Krishna. Therefore, the holy name, which is the access to pure vision of Krishna, pure devotion to Krishna, is the greatest treasure, the greatest opulence in all of existence. So this Brahman, he began to chant the holy names of the Lord under Srila Sanatana Goswamiji's instruction, and he achieved love of Krishna. And he never thought again about that Parasmani, because he knew that that Parasmani was useless like a piece of dirt. In fact, in the scripture it explains that for one who tastes the nectar of Krishna, even the most precious gold has no more significance than yellow-colored stool. Do you know about yellow-colored stool? Guru Maharaj told us all details about this. When you have jaundice, your stool is yellow. Nobody likes that type of... But that's the value of all the riches of the world to one who experiences Krishna Prema. This is what Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu have given. They have given to the world the ways and the means by which everyone can attain and taste the ultimate pleasure and treasure of loving devotion to Sri Sri Radha Kunja Bihari by hearing the glories of the Lord, by hearing the philosophy of the Gita, by hearing the wonderful pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam. By chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So at this time we would like to invite you to join us in chanting the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Radha and Krishna.